Hello and welcome to another segment of Open House here at Community Media. I'm Raymond Galker. I will be your host. And you may notice that we're at a different set here at Community Media. This is our podcast studio setup. And I have with me today Matt Thomas. And Matt is with the Adams County Community Foundation. And Matt, what is your title?
So I am the Grants and Donor Services Officer at the Adams County Community Foundation.
The Grants and Donors
Services.
Services Officer. And that will make a little bit more sense as we go on. Yeah. But, this show, Matt, we invite people like yourselves who represent organizations or sometimes they don't, but they just do great things for our community. And our mission at Community Media is to do what we can to help nurture what a great community would look like. So the Adams County Community Foundation, Community Media has been working with your foundation for several years now. I don't know how long has Ralph Serpy been there?
2017, 2018 is when Ralph came to us, and since then has really grown the foundation, and actually just won an award from the Council of Foundations. And actually the first award to be awarded to a community foundation for his work with intestate secession and scholarship displacement.
And this is all very exciting.
Yeah.
We were helping even when Barbara Ernico was there, and was excited when Ralph came in. We started to go around during the giving spree, and we would film the participants, and it grown to the point where the participants now can come into the studio and put their message together so that we can get it out. Plus, Community Media works with the Community Foundation to stream the event and make it such that the community can celebrate together. So,
a lot of people know the giving spree, may not know who's behind it. And that was, really started from the Community Foundation and really who we are and what we do. The Community Foundation helps facilitate charitable giving here in not only this county, but we can facilitate giving all over the country and all over the world, really. And then our overarching goal is to create a permanent charitable endowment for Adams County and those around those systemic issues that our community is facing.
And it's really phenomenal what your organization has been able to do. It is set up to support the giver, but at the same time, support those who receives the funding.
Yeah.
So you work with those people who want to, you work with those people who want to support a mission. And I guess sometimes that starts with just finding, okay, what is your mission as a giver? And then you know of the nonprofits
and what they do. Work. Yep. So yeah, it's working with our donors and figuring out, what it is that excites them, where they want to support, what areas do they find the needs that are most impactful to them. And from there, we connect them with the doers, the nonprofits that are doing the work, and share their mission and their goals and just kind of match up what it is that they're doing and how they're giving. So it's we're very donor focused when it comes to how we operate, and that is certainly showcased within the giving spree, but it's really showcased within our Adams County grants and our grant programs. So,
and we're going to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to keep on bragging about you a little bit more. You know, because I would not want to see what Adams County area would have been like or would be like if it wouldn't be for the Adams County Community Foundation. Because, yes, you represent those who want to give money to make our community better mm-hmm. by supporting the missions that are close to the passion of the donor's heart. But in so doing, you have created a standard for our nonprofits. Mm. You have helped our nonprofits grow in many ways. You've educated the nonprofits on professionalism, how to organize, how to present, how to be intentional, how to be strategic, and we're very focused on encouraging collaboration amongst each other. So a lot of initiatives that occur isn't just one nonprofit. It's many of them coming together.
Yep.
And now I'm going to go up another layer, is that it's through the efforts of the foundation, the review of our community needs
mm-hmm.
Has taken a collaborative form
yeah.
with those who serve.
Mm-hmm.
And made sure you have input from those who are served.
Yep.
So the one part that you mentioned that I really want to stress is the way that the foundation has been able to bring nonprofits together, work with the community,
mm-hmm.
work with the government,
mm-hmm.
identify the needs, and then come up with a strategy and an intentional way of accomplishing that. And then through that organization, as a large group, go to the donors and say, hey, this is what we need.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the people that we know can do it.
Yep.
Phenomenal. I mean, what the Adams County Community Foundation has done is very intentional, very strategic, has reviewed the needs of our community, have supported and strengthened those who serve our community, and you guys are never done. I mean, it's just so awesome.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, yeah, our work is never done, you know, and we are very different than most other organizations because we don't have an expiration date. We plan for forever, and the generations that come after us are going to see the efforts of our work. So, you know, we've grown by leaps and bounds in the last several years because of, you know, that brand promise, specifically around the Adams County Grants programs. We are going to be there for our community when and where it's needed. And nowhere is that kind of showcased is in that grant program. Last year in 2025, we were faced with a state budget impasse and a federal government shutdown all at the same time. So we had nonprofits, especially nonprofits that were supporting people that needed food. You know, some people were laid off because of that. They didn't know where they were going to get their next paycheck. And then those nonprofits were like, well, we don't know when we're going to get our next round of funding because both the state and the federal government is now shut down and we're seeing increased need. What do we do? So myself, I came in July, and that was kind of the end round of the second round of Adams County grants. And we had a full set of proposals. And that night, Ralph and I got together and said, we're just going to scrub the list and we're going to go all in on food security. And we contacted those nonprofits. We explained what we're doing and the brand promise that we have around those grants and the donors that support that grant, those grants. And we went all in on food security. We gave out over $100,000 to Adams County food banks food distribution warehouses to make sure that food was going to continue to flow during that kind of unprecedented time. And that's how nimble we can be, you know, where, you know, it's one day kind of business as usual, and the next we have an emergency, we have a crisis that we need to deal with, and that's why we're there. We're there for the community, and we're going to be there for the community for forever. So,
and your community grants, they're identified based on the input of the community and the review of what the needs are.
Yep.
And I think they're earmarked. You have certain earmarks right now for
yep.
them.
Yep. So we do a community needs assessment, and we identify the needs of our community here in Adams County. And they've identified basically four main areas that need addressed and supported. One is being affordable housing, mental health, food security, and workforce development. So those four needs are where organizations can put letters of intent into our grant programs, basically a two-page, like, give us a boilerplate of what it is that you want to do. And the committee gets together, and the committee is comprised of our community. Members from all over Adams County in all different walks of life get together and review those letters of intent. And then from there, we go back to the organizations that are selected, and then they're able to do a full proposal. Once that full proposal is reviewed, then we choose who can get funding for that. And you know, that's the hardest part of the job is, you know, we have so many wonderful organizations, programs, and, you know, we need to use a relatively small pot of money to make the most amount of impact. And that is kind of a rallying cry is to you know, we want to make the most impact of what we can. So we, you know, when we give those grants out, you know, we want to see what the impact of that is. And sometimes you don't see it right away. You got to go back in a few months, and that's where I go out and review what that program's doing, what the impact is. And a lot of times those organizations do kind of give you some data, you know, as far as what it is that they've done, how many people that they've served. You know, that's where we kind of collectively kind of get together and again, go back to that needs assessment and say, okay, how has this impacted our community and how has it gotten better? So it's it's a long-term process. These aren't systemic issues, aren't something that, you know, if there was a dollar amount that we could throw at it and solve that problem, we would, but it's systemic for a reason. And sometimes it doesn't matter how much you're going to throw at it, but it really depends on how you're addressing it. And that gets back to being strategic. So we're, you know, kind of in the midst of all of that. Throughout the year, we're evaluating those systemic issues and the organizations that we've given grants to, and how they're addressing it. And hopefully one day in the future that, you know, affordable housing will be affordable. Food security hopefully won't be a problem. But, you know, we're not alone in that. I've talked to other community foundations around the country, And they have those same four areas of focus for their grant programs as we do.
And that's food security.
It's mental health.
Mental health.
Workforce development and affordable housing. Okay. So it's not just us. So, you know, you kind of look at it nationwide, they're all systemic issues nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
Just so happens that we're focusing in on Adams County and how we can affect those issues here in Adams.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what we do with Adams County grants.
Now, because of your needs assessment, mm-hmm. that's also done in conjunction with some nonprofits helping mm-hmm. with that needs assessment. And you get some that are already that's part of their mission.
Yep.
You get some that it becomes more refined in its strategic partnerships to do it. And it doesn't mean that they're going to get the grant.
Sure.
But it means that in this need assessment, you grow partnerships.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now, sometimes they're able to get some of the grant money. Sometimes they're not. Sometimes they're able to be put in a position that they can go to other organizations for grant money, but it allows them to be in a collaboration where their assets can be used and refreshed and grown because they've gone through that need assessment with you.
Yep.
Then the other thing is just because someone received a grant this year
mm-hmm.
does not mean by the end of the year all the benchmarks have been met.
Correct. Yeah.
But what it means is that the groundwork is in place and it's going to be addressed.
Mm-hmm.
Not only for that year, but hopefully years.
For future years, yeah. So, I mean, we've, given seed money to organizations. You know, At Home in Adams County was born from the Community Foundation so many years ago. And now that's part of South Central Pennsylvania Community Action Programs,
mm-hmm.
Looking at ways and addressing those issues with our elected leaders, kind of helping on, you know, that the lawmaker side, right? How are we getting that message out to them? And what are we doing to address it? Because some of these affordable housing isn't just, okay, we need to build more houses. It's how do we make it more affordable through programs and things like that through the state and county, even at the local level, to try and help Adams County and stay in Adams County.
And that's very important, even if you're dealing with people who can't afford the housing.
Mm-hmm.
We need to keep good people here to make us a stronger society.
Yeah.
But yes, you know, Community Media was fortunate enough to get one of your community grants a few years ago. And it was based on working with SCAP,
mm-hmm.
Adams Rescue Mission, and Manish Unitas. And it was, what would it look like if we had a social media support group or a community that would help each other get the message out and inform about their missions and volunteerism. And we came up with a shared message that nonprofits help make the community safe, thriving, and vibrant. And, you know, a part of what you do with the community grants is say, okay, at the end of this year, your funding from this grant probably is going to be used up.
Mm.
So what is your plan to keep going for the future?
Yep.
So that this effort can continue? And as a result of this, Community Media has worked with Sachem's Web Solution and put together a hub, a community hub, Adams County Cares, where if you wanted to volunteer or you had a need, you can go to that website and it will direct you to nonprofits that serve that need. And the goal is to make the hub greater than just somebody has a need. Because we see it, you know, there's needs of lack and there's needs of finding your full potential.
Yeah.
So you could be doing very, very well, but you want to find somewhere in the community that you can connect in the passion of your heart. So, you know, it could be that you enjoy recreation outdoors, you know, so, you know, where can you go? And then the other thing is that our goal is to come up with enough money every year to work with 15 nonprofits to help them with their websites and social media at no cost to them. Mm-hmm. All because of the grant that we got from the Adams County Community Foundation.
That's awesome.
You helped us plant the seed.
Yep.
You know, so we're very thankful for that.
Awesome. Yeah. And that's, and that encapsulates really kind of what we do, you know, to kind of get something jump started and then to help it get to self-sufficiency, right? The ability to sustain that effort through the long term. But a lot of times organizations or a program just needs a little bit of kickstart to be able to get it off the ground. So, yeah, that's a great example of what we do.
Affordable housing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes in your need assessment, you find out that some of the issues is that daycare may be something that needs to be addressed and helped mm-hmm. because the person can't afford to get a job and pay their care, daycare.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of things that go into affordable housing. Obviously, you know, when you have a young family, and if that, you know, if that family's coming out of college, they have college debt, they, you know, trying to buy a house, they have a kid, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. So, you know, we try to tackle that problem very strategically, and we certainly rely on those nonprofit organizations that are doing the work. Servants Inc. is a great example of that. So they were doing work in York County, and through a grant that we made, we extended their service into Adams County. And what they do is they work with homeowners that are maybe on a fixed income, so elderly folks, people with disabilities that can't do the work themselves or afford to hire licensed contractors. But Servants has, you know, an application system that they do, evaluating income, things like that, and will provide licensed contracting work to make that house either accessible, like, you know, if they're in a wheelchair, for example, but their home isn't wheelchair accessible, to be able to have those amenities put in free of charge. So Servants has been such a wonderful kind of addition, right, to Adams County, and they are actually in our first round here of 2025 grants that we were able to do addressing our affordable housing. So, you know, that's a way of keeping Adams County residents in their homes and keeping their homes up to code so, you know, they can continue to live in them.
What a great concept. What a great mission.
Yeah.
I mean, you think of it, being able to, I know people in the past, some churches and stuff, would get together and maybe one weekend they'd go out and they would help mm-hmm. someone in their church with maybe cleaning the yard or maybe fixing windows and things like that. But this is an organization that How old is this organization?
It's not too terribly old. I don't know the exact how many years that they've been operating, but they've been operating several years in York County area. And, you know, we saw the work that they were doing and we're like, hey, Adams County needs this.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we were able to approach them and talk to them about, you know, what the capacity would be if how they could expand into Adams County. And, yeah, we were able to provide them with again, some money to kind of get an organizer here in Adams, right, to schedule and to evaluate those properties and those work with those homeowners. And that's kind of how that all started. And now they're here. They've been working in the county now for, I think, 3 or 4 years. And that, I mean, that's a huge game changer because there's no other organization in Adams County doing free license contracting work on low-income residents.
Yeah, and being low-income, you may not take the initiative or feel as if the initiative to get a problem solved done,
yeah,
or even, you know, you even started. But now they're able to do that, and it's very affordable for them. Mm-hmm. And this is an initiative that the foundation took on their own. Hey, this is a great thing that's happening in another county.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, wouldn't it be great? And luckily it was right next to ours.
Yeah, yeah. You know? I mean, that certainly helped just the geographic location. And they had a great relationship with our counterparts in York County. So the York County Community Foundation worked with them for several years. So, you know, we have a very collaborative approach when it comes to working with our community foundation partners around the state and really around the country. So, mm-hmm. But yeah, so that's a great, it's a good example.
But you have specific community grants mm-hmm. that you want to talk about today, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. So another fun one is the Shirley Smith Youth Service Fund. The Shirley Smith Youth Service Fund is an opportunity for kids ages 14 to 24 that are doing a youth-led service project here in Adams County, or if they want to do mission trips to be able to get at least 75% of their funding or up to 75% of their funding through this fund that we have at the Community Foundation. So we have a young man who's finished a project. He was an Eagle Scout. His Eagle Scout project was to create a veterans memorial that honors all the branches of the service. And that is now in place. It was quite an undertaking. It took him quite a while to get it from concept to reality and then everything in between to realize, there's going to be some cost overruns. The young man raised a considerable amount of money on his own. He put a proposal in for the Shirley Smith committee, and they came back with two rounds of funding to help him complete the project. So that is going to be, the unveiling is going to be May 31st at the New Oxford Municipal Building. And it's going to be a great day. The Jeremy Redding Memorial Foundation is going to get some veteran motorcycle riders to come in and support the dedication. So it's going to be a really great opportunity and a great day for a young man to see his project to fruition. So and then we have some smaller projects, you know, kids that go out and help clean headstones at our local cemeteries or do a fire prevention engagement opportunity for young kids. So, I mean, really the work is really broad. You know, kids have obviously gone off to some mission trips to Guatemala or the Dominican Republic to kind of serve there. And that's, you know, they come back with, you know, kind of this, you know, gratefulness, obviously, of where they're at and what they're doing and the opportunities that they have to do this. But they bring a lot of that back to this local community to help better serve it. So we have some really great young people here in Adams County and the surrounding area. And this fund really gives them the opportunity to shine. Because, you know, a lot of times there is a financial barrier to doing a project. So if we can take away that barrier and give them just a clear roadmap to do this and to serve our community, that's what the Shirley Smith Youth Service Fund is all about.
Is there a deadline for that?
We are, so it's quarterly. So the next one's coming up here in June. The first week of June is the next deadline for that, and then those will be distributed in July. So on a quarterly basis, we get those out the door.
And the age group?
14 to 24. So it's a pretty broad age group, and we've had, like I say, kids as young as 14 to kind of the lower 20s be able to get their projects at least partially funded through that.
And they learn to be leaders.
Mm-hmm.
They learn to organize strategic projects.
Yep.
And they learn how to be selfless.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's all really valuable life lessons. Mm-hmm. And like I say, it's a lot of times the kids are amazing. they are just very mature beyond their years. And, you know, like most of us, you know, they're not bankrolled, you know, very well. So they have to go out and they have to fundraise. So that's a whole nother skill set that they learn. But to put in a proposal for Shirley Smith gives them that opportunity to do a professional proposal and to see what that process is like, and to kind of pitch their idea to an organization. So, you know, I hope, you know, it would be a full circle moment if, you know, a kid that got a Shirley Smith Youth Service Fund grant award turns around and works for one of our local nonprofits and then applies for a Adams County grant down the road.
Right.
That would be a full circle moment to be able to go through that.
But to be able to put together a proposal,
yeah,
helps you in many branches of occupations.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it will help you as you go off and become a college student and you're doing projects as a group. It will help you for job search. It will help you, you know, within that job. Shirley Smith,
mm-hmm.
Do you have any history on why this was passionate for her?
Yeah, so Shirley Smith is a community member, and she was a teacher for many, many years. So she worked with kids, and she saw the potential of kids. And she, you know, didn't want to do another scholarship. She wanted to do something where it got kids outside, it got kids thinking about things, and, you know, that's something in this world that, you know, we just don't get a lot of at times. And a lot of times I think people, right or wrong, kind of give this generation kind of like, oh, they're a little lazier. You know, they don't go out, they play video games, they're on their phones all the time. You know, there is that. You know, this generation has been exposed to so much technology and has grown up with it. But those values that we have as a community aren't lost on them. And I think if you give them opportunities to do things like this, and that opportunity sometimes comes with a price tag, if you can take that price tag away, what could these kids do?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what this is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an awesome opportunity for any kid to be able to do. And certainly encourage anybody out there that has a great idea to put a proposal in.
And some proposals come from the fact that they're connected to, like, the Scouts,
mm-hmm.
or
yep.
senior projects,
yep.
or,
yep.
You know, churches.
Yes.
But the opportunity is there also for the person to say, what is my passion? And come up with their own way of connecting with the community and serving the community.
That's right. Yeah, that's they have to have a sponsorship, a sponsoring organization with a 501c3 designation, just like you said, a church, Boy Scout troop, some other nonprofit. The 4-H Club just had a great opportunity there with a kiddo. So as long as they have that sponsorship, sponsoring organization, they can apply. So, and if you have any questions, you can certainly direct those directly to me. Matt@adamscountycf.org is my email.
And then go online
at the adamscountycf.org.
And be directed that way.
Yep.
Then there was another fund that you wanted to talk about.
Yeah. So the Fund for Littlestown. So we have a competitive grant process, just kind of like Adams County Grants, but on a lower amount. So with Adams County Grants, organizations can get up to $25,000. The Fund for Littlestown is $5,000that they can get up to, but it's to support unmet community need in specifically Littlestown. Beginning on February 7th and closing on March 20th, grants are provided and awarded in June. So we just got through this last round of grants. So we'll be awarding them here in the upcoming month. So, and those organizations really vary. The library system's up there, a lot of Littlestown, the Good Old Days Festival that's coming up. That's a big supporter there. And then like youth sports is another, that's Adams County, but certainly Littlestown has their fair share of youth sports. And this was all, given in generosity to, Bernard and Mary and Dick Selby, the Selby family, provided this opportunity for Littlestown to have their own fund. So it's really directed right at Littlestown, and anybody can make a donation into that fund at any time through adamscountycf.org.
And if you're an organization from Littlestown serves in Littlestown? And
serves in Littlestown, yep, you can apply.
Mm-hmm. So even if you're not an organization, but you can see something that would make Littlestown a better place to be, I'm sure they could put a proposal together. You have to be a 501c3?
Yep, have to be a 501c3.
Okay.
And the proposal is really just two pages. It's kind of, what our letter of intent is for Adams County Grants. So it doesn't have to be, lengthy or involved. It just has to explain what it is that you want to address. So that's what it is. So.
And if you're not a nonprofit and you don't have a 501c3 yet, but you have a great idea of how to serve the community, I'm sure that there'd be a nonprofit that they can go to try to sponsor them in this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. And then you have, do you have a fund for the environment?
We do. We have a fund for the environment. That's a fun one. That's usually, so the proposals are submitted earlier in the year, in February. So those that has also kind of come and gone, and we award those on Earth Day. So that just kind of passed. Mm-hmm. And the big project there was getting glass recycling started here for the county, and that was a big initiative. And we give out grants to newer organizations that are doing environmental work and how to improve the environment. So, that's a really fun one to be involved with, because I like being outdoors, and I like exposing my kids to the outdoors and what we're doing. So, it's a really, really fun opportunity.
And you have more grants than the ones that we're speaking on right now.
We do. And you can go to our community grants page and look at all the different community grants programs that we have, again, at adamscountycf.org. And if you have any questions, you know, certainly reach out to any one of us at the Community Foundation, and we'd be happy to work with you, happy to talk with you.
So another thing that just happened is you just got done giving away scholarships.
Yes, yes, a lot of scholarships there.
So this is an interesting thing that I just want to put out there. So parents and school age students, even college students, can be aware that there's a list of, is there a number? Do you have a number?
Not off the top of my head, but we awarded $286,000 worth of scholarships to students in Adams County and the surrounding area. So it's a great opportunity for kids to go online. What I like about it, and I come from the world of higher education, is that, you know, students answer questions in the application, and then the portal that we have gives them specific scholarships that match up with what their answers are. So if a kid says, hey, I'm going to Millersville and I'm studying education, and I graduate from Littlestown High School, you know, there's specific ones for students that graduate from Littlestown, certain ones that, you know, are maybe going towards Millersville or education. Same thing with nursing or any of the other different areas. And we have specific tech ones that are now, you know, kind of getting a little bit more traction, you know, as kind of the traditional four-year school. You know, not everybody's going there, which is fine.
And a lot of these scholarships are actually started by organizations throughout the community.
Yes, there are some. Plainville's Farms actually just started one this last year. So they had one, you know, specifically to help. Again, it kind of gets back to, you know, workforce development and helping them, you know, kind of support students kind of going into those fields, those mm-hmm. agricultural type fields. But we have donors that come in and, you know, want to provide a scholarship and help that next generation, maybe, you know, bring in the next teacher to Gettysburg High School, or to support the next veterinarian that's going to serve Adams County. So, you know, we don't want to get too specific that it kind of excludes a lot of people, but, you know, we work with those donors and try to, create that scholarship, that is going to serve the most amount, do the most amount of good and serve Adams County.
And there's some scholarships that's not given out because there wasn't somebody
that was specific enough to do that. Yeah. Yeah. So, but yeah, it's a rarity. I will say nowadays, but you know, also the cost of education, and we could probably do a whole podcast on that, is, the cost of education now is not what it was even 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now, thanks to legislation that was born from the Adams County Community Foundation, scholarship displacement is now illegal in state schools here in Pennsylvania. In private schools, they can still displace. But if you go to a state school in Pennsylvania, they cannot displace your scholarship.
Which means what?
So the way it was done in the before times, if a student would receive a scholarship and then they would get their financial aid award or whatever, the scholarship wouldn't come off their tuition bill. It would come off their loan bill. So they would still be paying for the same amount of schooling. They would just take less loans. But now it's coming off the tuition. So if the tuition was, round numbers here, $32,000 and you got a $2,000 scholarship, it's now $30,000 that they're financing,
mm-hmm.
so, or getting awards for. So it's very, again, that was something that was founded here at the Adams County Community Foundation because of our work in scholarships. We saw all of these students, just their scholarships would evaporate And ultimately, they would still be paying kind of the full cost. They would just have, well, they'd have less loans. But that's not what scholarships are meant to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it is now illegal in Pennsylvania to do that.
So, Matt, you're a very successful professional.
Oh, thank you.
You have a heart for the community. You just got done spending some time at DeLone, working for DeLone.
Yep.
Prior to that, you worked for colleges.
Colleges and universities, yeah.
A lot in administration.
Mm-hmm.
Now going to the foundation, what was like the biggest surprise that that you might have had when you walked in? And I know you were excited about acquiring a job.
It was great. You know, my family, we have deep roots in Adams County in South Central Pennsylvania. I don't know how many generations we go back, but it's pretty deep. You know, my grandfather, Roy Thomas, started the Adams County SPCA back in the 70s. So we have a big connection to, you know, the nonprofits in the area and supporting our community. My dad's, Randy Thomas, is a over 30-year business owner in the community and supports a lot of organizations and causes. So yeah, for me, this was a homecoming. You know, my career had taken me everywhere but Adams County. And, you know, I finally was able to get back to it when I got the job at DeLone. And, that was an amazing experience for me. I've never worked at a high school. So, you know, it just fit. And then the opportunity came up to come to the Community Foundation. And I jumped on it. I thought, man, this is me. This is right where I need to be. This kind of gives me a home base. My home base. I was born and raised in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. So, you know, it's home. So I'm so looking forward to continuing what I'm doing and developing. You know, the Community Foundation and our community and giving back in ways that I never thought would be possible. You know, so, you know, certainly a hometown kid that is looking to do more for our community.
And has the opportunity
to do it.
And work with outstanding individuals both within the foundation but outside of the foundation.
Yeah, yeah, it's been amazing. I mean, the people that I've connected to at other foundations around the country has been astounding. You know, like I say, a lot of the work that, especially our president and CEO, Ralph Serpy, has done has really put Little Adams County on the map. We've really punched above our weight class when it comes to the scholarship displacement. And now the intestate secession is law. We are the first state in the United States to have this kind of law on the books. And other states are going to look at copying this in the upcoming years. So a little bit about that is if somebody had died without a will or without family, their estate would essentially go to the state's general fund and get absorbed into this massive budget that we have. Now, if somebody dies without a will and dies without family, their estate goes to the community foundation in which they died in. So if you're a lifelong Adams County resident, didn't have anybody to leave it to, didn't have a will, it goes to our community grant making. So that estate essentially stays local. It doesn't go and get evaporated in a large state budget. It stays in Adams County and it's in a forever fund. So it's forever going to be here. So, you know, we're just starting to see the effects of that, right? 10 years from now, we'll have a discussion on it and I think it's going to be transformative. And that's the reason Ralph got his award through the Council of Foundations is because of the work he did on intestate secession and scholarship displacement. So, He has a high bar to follow, but he is, it's been a wonderful, career move for me to learn so much in such a short amount of time, in my professional world. And, it's just a great place to be. I love coming to work every day. It's a fun job. So,
and it fits your values.
Yes.
And it fits your skill set.
Yeah.
You work well with people, and you're always trying to make everything you do better for everyone.
Thank you.
You know, thank you so much. Thanks for taking the time to come in and speak on the Adams County Community Foundation and the grants. And I mean, there's so much we could talk about, but again, I just, you know, what you are doing for the community and how you have changed the community, you know, over the years is tremendous. And when I look at some of our nonprofits, like Megan Cherie at SCAP, you know, we have very quality people in Adams County running these organizations.
Yes, we do.
And they're very intentional and strategic. But hey, before we go, let's brag about Adams County more.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so, you know, you talk about the Community Foundation and you talk about the country and how we are shoulders to shoulders with the best. Can you give another example of that?
Oh, my. You know, I just talked about, you know, some of the legislation that we were able to, was born from the Community Foundation. You know, it's, like I say, getting back to those systemic issues that we're trying to address with our Adams County Grants programs. You know, it's the long haul. You know, we're going to be addressing those for the foreseeable future. But it really, it's not lost on me that, you know, the conversations that I have with my counterparts at other community foundations, I feel like we're on the right track. We're doing what it is that our brand promise says to the donors for the Fund for Adams County is we are going to be there for our community when and where it's needed. And we run a very lean organization. We're right there with what it is, and we're tapped into what Adams County needs to continue to be, in my eyes, the best area to live.
Right. So. And the community is very generous.
Oh my God. You look at the giving spree and you see the amount of money that's raised every year. It is the largest per capita give day anywhere in the country. We are one of the few, and I'm talking that there's, I think, three or four that we know about that has an endowment piece to that. So donors have the ability to give to today and give to forever. And those endowments, again, a new concept to a lot of our nonprofits, that basically helps them keep their work going for many generations, right? So it's here to stay, and the giving spree is a large, and I'm sure we can have a whole podcast on the giving spree, but you know, for a small organization that we have four full-time and two part-time people and a very awesome working board that supports that event, I am in awe of the support that is given by this community and the love that, you know, at the end of the day, like I love what we do and I love our community, and nowhere is that better seen than at the giving spree. So come out November 5th, 2026, the Wyndham in Gettysburg giving spree. That's my plug.
There you go. And you could support community media during that time.
You can support community media.
And you could do it sooner
than
later.
Yes, you can.
Because we have an endowment. And if you like the type of programs that we do showcasing our community, you could support us now. Matt, thanks so much for being you.
Thank you.
For being here. And until we bring another fantastic individual talking about the great things they do for the community, until we have a chance to do that, stay healthy and be kind. Remember, you are the best.